Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bighorn Classic, August 22nd through the 26th.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, live cattle had the cash market gain of $2 to $4 already factored in, with traders seemingly looking ahead to the cattle on feed report today. Trading action might be two-sided, as no one may want to position themselves overly long or short. Packers have had to pay up to obtain the required cattle to maintain the strong slaughter pace. It will be interesting to see what they'll be doing in the weeks to come, as their margins are running substantially below last year and are lower than the three-year average. It's unclear whether they have been able to defer delivery of many cattle this week. Box beef was mixed, choice up a nickel, select was down 42 cents yesterday. Hog futures fell off a cliff yesterday, continuing the heavy liquidation after a day of brief reprieve. Fundamentals don't suggest the market has turned bearish. Cash on the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report closed lower as expected, although the decline of $7.25 was significant. Cutouts closed $1.44 higher, but did not offset the bearishness of cash and the technical selling pressure on futures. September Kansas City wheat is up 2.5 cents early today, a tiny apology for yesterday's 38.5 cent drop. September Minneapolis wheat up 5 cents early, a similar retraction of Thursday's 30.75 cent drop. Both prices are above their lowest levels in 2022, but Thursday's action still looked discouraging for prices to make new recent lows. December corn is down 2 cents early today, with rain falling in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Not much expected for the corn belt over the next 7 days, though. Fortunately for crops, temperatures are expected to stay mild across the region, and in the 8 to 14 day period, there are better chances for rain in the southern and western corn belt. November soybeans trading down 12 cents with bearish pressure on the meal side of prices, while December soybean oil is starting roughly steady. Similar to corn, November soybeans are chopping sideways in August, waiting for more evidence of this year's yields. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle down $1.10, 144.75. December down 95 cents, 150.55. September feeder cattle down $1.85, 185.27. October down $1.87, 187.67. And October hogs down 475 at 93.30. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 38.5, 812.5. December down 37.75, 815.25. Chicago wheat, September down 31.75, 731.5. December's down 31.5, 749. September corn up 4.75, 619.75. December is up 3.75, 615.75. September soybeans up 20.25, 14.95.5. November soybeans up 15.25, 14.05.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.